Your holiday cooking disaster. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Everybody has a story, but I think some companies are trying to profit off of it. Listen to this.
Progressive is teaming up with Whole Foods Market to offer the Turkey Protection Plan. Get your turkey early, and we'll help take care of any Thanksgiving slip-ups. Get your turkey between November 11th and the 22nd. And enjoy the culinary confidence of knowing that your bird is covered.
All that makes me want to do, Raven.
What?
Yeah. Is try obnoxious things with my turkey. Because I'm like, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? It burns down my house. Progressive will pay for it.
I mean, is that just like a silly commercial? It's a real thing.
That's a real thing. Progressive have teamed up with Whole Foods, and they will protect your turkey if something awful happens.
Sometimes awful things do happen. It's true. I've experienced that myself.
Yeah. Remember one year we had Friendsgiving at my house, and, you know, couple glasses of Sauvignon Blanc. You
sure.
Got your best friends all there. You're having a good time.
Right.
I went in to get, I believe it was a chicken pot pie that I had created in addition to the ham, because this is Friendsgiving.
Right.
And I don't know what I was thinking, but I grabbed the handle with my bare hand.
Oh, of course. You had it.
Oh. I had like third degree burns, and I refused to go to the hospital.
Right, of course, because all my friends are here.
Exactly.
Right, right. Wrap my hand up with an ice-filled towel.
As soon as they left, my husband's like, get in the car. Let's go to the emergency room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Holiday cooking disaster. I know, Raven, your wife Alicia had one, so she's joining us. Alicia, Raven said you ruined Thanksgiving?
Wow.
I'm not blowing up
your spot. I thought you were calling me just to talk to me.
No, I'm not calling to blow up your spot or anything like that. Like, I mean, this was a conversation that came up. I didn't walk in and offer up, hey, my wife did something terrible one time. It was a simple mistake, and we survived. So can you just tell Anna what happened?
I hit the preheat button on the oven, and I forgot to hit start. It was one of those ovens where you don't just hit bake. I'm sorry, and it bakes. You have to hit start as well. Preparing all the sides and never hit start. And for some reason, when I slid the ham in there, I didn't even notice that it wasn't warm. I was so busy, I just put it in there, and 2.5 hours later, when the timer went off, I pulled it out, and it was ice cold.
In our old house, we had a galley kitchen, a small house, a house full of people, a ton of people over, and all the girls are in and out of the kitchen, and all the sides are coming out, and everything smells so fantastic, and then they go to get the ham.
And there's no ham.
Just a scream.
And what did you do?
Cried.
I cried. I swore a lot, and then we had sides for dinner. We had dessert, and then we had ham 2 hours later.
Right.
All right, all worked out in the end.
Ham follow-up, it really worked great for me. I had ham sandwiches for at least a week.
Perfect.
Yeah, because at that point, nobody wanted ham anymore. And I still haven't lived it down. People still make comments.
1-800-330-9999. What was your holiday cooking disaster? Anna and Raven. Progressive has teamed up with Whole Foods, and they're going to insure your turkey for Thanksgiving if something happens when you cook it. That's a real thing that's happening.
I mean, that's pretty wild, actually. I've never heard anything like that before. But I would imagine that it creates a little bit of a goodwill for them, because sometimes bad things do happen to good people.
It's Anna and Raven. The amount of holiday cooking mishaps that happen every year is astronomical. So what was your holiday cooking disaster? Andrea wrote on our Facebook page, last year my stove completely died on me the night before Thanksgiving. I would be like, babe, get in the car and bring me to PC Richard right this second. We're going to buy whatever's there.
Honestly, too, and that's when everybody was still open. I would have been there.
100%.
I mean, what do you think my wife would have done? No way.
Right.
No way.
Ginger actually has an issue that it's my biggest fear. One year, our dog ate the turkey when we were out throwing a football. I always say, like, whenever we have everything cooked on the counter,
right,
I'll never leave that area because I'm always afraid the second I leave, my dog will jump up there and get something.
She probably will. She's a tall dog. You got low counters, all right?
Yeah.
Get yourself a tiny dog with high counters.
Yeah. Ben wrote, I made a sauce that called for half a cup of coffee, but instead I accidentally used half a cup of coffee grounds.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
That doesn't taste good. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What was your holiday cooking disaster?
Well, my aunt, she like was defrosting the turkey, and it rolled all the way down her steep driveway into the street, and the car almost ran over.
I mean, who defrosts the turkey outside? Lesson number one, don't do it outside. I mean, it could have been a roaming coyote. Forget the driveway.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What was your holiday cooking disaster?
So I was about 14 or 15, and my grandmother was here from Florida making Thanksgiving, dinner. And do you know those, like, aluminum pans that people roast a turkey in.
Yeah.
She was roasting the turkey and went to take the turkey out of the oven, and the whole thing collapsed, and the hot dripping spilled all over her feet, third-degree burns. She just sat on the recliner with ice wrapped around her feet the rest of the day, and all of us took over.
Oh, man.
It's dangerous to cook.
I mean, I hope her feet were okay.
This is why I never want to cook.
But of course... If you don't get the bottom juices and the butter, the gravy is ruined. That's also true.
Exactly. And, you know, she's Italian, so she wouldn't stop. So she's walking around with these ice packs on her feet. We're making her sit down, but I gotta cook the turkey. That's the most important thing.
Coming up next, we'll check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Imagine if you could give your husband a grade. What would it be for this week? 10 minutes with Anna and Raven.